Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Occupy this.
Occupy this.
Obesity, sass, fiber bars. You know the drill. It's time for Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping on your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir.
And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Everybody knows a turkey
and some mistletoe
help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow, they're gonna find it hard to sleep tonight.
They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh.
And every mother's child is gonna spy. You know he's gonna see if reindeer, if they really know how to fly.
From 1 to 92.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Don't got nothing for that one. Feliz Navidad, Cliff. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad, Kendall. Los cumpleaños.
Kendall.
IT.
IT. Technical department?
Kendall, I want you to call the IT department. I have too much Christmas spirit, and it is blowing up my motherboard over here.
Cliff, I have too much fat laying over the motherboard to do the show. Somebody's gonna call in somebody. Oh, don't call Charles, please.
When you look up in your Christmas Funkin' Wagnalls bowl full of jelly, picture of two people, you and me. It used to be Santa Claus, but then they found a better example of what a bowl full of jelly really looks like when they found us, Kendall.
Oh, they found a lot when they found us, Cliff. When Mr. Snotbottom came across us, he found way more than he ever bargained for.
Kendall, I want you to put 30 seconds on the clock, okay? 30
Uh-oh.
Seconds.
Hold on. Hold on. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Go. Oh, right. Don't go yet.
No, don't. This is not news from your mother. Kendall, 30 seconds. This is all we have to talk about how we cannot believe that it is Christmas.
Go. Oh, my God. Cliff, I can't believe how Christmassy it is.
I can't believe it. Kendall, had it really been 12 months since the last time we did this? Oh, my God.
Believe it's Christmas. I can't believe how fat we are another year.
I never knew that we would be so fat and Christmas would come again so soon.
I can't believe we're saving Christmas again this year.
I can't believe that it's Christmas.
I can't believe that you can't believe it's Christmas.
I can't believe it. Have we gone 30 seconds yet? Have we gotten it out of our system?
It's done, Cliff. It's over.
But Kendall, what I'm talking about this week, this is a Christmas party. Here at our office, Kendall, I've been slaving away over the stove in the break room all day long, baking pies.
Cliff, I've been slaving away eating all those pies all day long.
We both been slaving away all day long. We should demand reparations from Mr. Snodbottom, is all I gotta say. But this is a multicultural Christmas party. We want to talk about Christmas in many lands this year.
In many lands.
He Did you know, Kendall, that Finnish people believe that Father Christmas lives in the north part of Finland?
Idiot!
Which is,
I'm just kidding.
Which is called Korvatunturi. And that's north of the Arctic Circle, so that's a good reason why they think that.
Everybody knows that's wrong.
People from all over the world. They send letters to Santa Claus in Finland. And there's even a big tourist theme park called Christmasland in the north of Finland, where near to where they say Father Christmas lives. Can you believe it, Kendall? That. Not that's Christmas. We've already covered that.
We've already covered that in our 30-second soliloquy.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe that, Cliff.
Can't believe it.
They really got it. They got it down with Father Christmas over there.
I can't believe it. Ooh la la, très joli, bonjour, Kendall. They say Joyeux Noël.
J'ai parlé un peu français.
In France, Kendall, Christmas is always called Noël. And everybody has a Christmas tree, sometimes decorated in the old way with ribbons and real white wax candles.
Oh, I thought you said cake. You had my attention then.
No,
I almost stopped singing. The cake decorates the tree?
No, I'm sure that they have baguettes and fromage.
Oh, well, that sounds just as good. And wine.
Kendall, speaking of whiny people, how about Germany? Guess what they do?
Oh, they're so whiny. What do they do? Oh, we do that too, though.
Auf Wiedersehen, German listeners. Father Christmas, he's called Der Weihnachtsmann.
Wow. How do they fit that in any songs? Here comes thy Wachsen. Here comes thy Wachsen.
You've offended every German person, every person of German descent. They all they bring their Weihnachtsmann. He brings presents in the late afternoon on Christmas Eve because he's older guy and he wants to get the early bird special.
Danny's on the way back.
Yeah, and so he brings presents on the afternoon of Christmas Eve after people have been to a church meeting. And the presents are found under the Christmas tree, and one person in the family, Kendall, they will ring a bell and call everybody to come to the room and say, "Der Weihnachtsmann has been here. Look what he has brought you."
Michael, wait, stop the presses. I have a question to ask.
Stop.
What's your favorite Christmas memory?
The first time that you asked me that, many years ago.
I play that over and over again.
4 years ago. This is our fifth Christmas season. I can't believe
it. Oh my God. This is the fifth time we've talked about how we couldn't believe it was Christmas and how fat we are under the mistletoe and all the other good stuff.
I can't believe it. Kendall, are we in jokes? Oh. Is this a bad joke segment? I'm not sure what's going on.
Cliff, it's bad everything. But it is time for some bad jokes.
Kendall, one Christmas night,
a
man and a woman.
Yes.
They went to his house to have sex.
Ooh, at the end.
When he stopped her to say, "I still live with my parents, and my brother and I share bunk beds, so if you want to change positions, say lettuce. And if you want to go faster, say tomatoes." So they were getting it on, Kendall having a regular old bang session. On the bottom bunk. And she was screaming, lettuce, tomato, lettuce, tomato. And suddenly, the younger brother on the top bunk, he said, "Could you stop making sandwiches? You're getting mayonnaise all over me."
How disgusting. How disgusting on Christmas Eve, no doubt, no less. Cliff.
Hark the herald angels sing.
Cliff, hold the mayo. But three men died on Christmas Eve, and they were met by who, Cliff? Who?
I saw three ghosts on Christmas Eve, The pearly gates.
Saint Peter.
That's
the pearly gates. And Saint Peter said, "In honor of this holy season, you must each possess something that symbolizes Christmas to get into heaven."
Oh.
Now the first man, he fumbled through his pockets, pulled out a lighter, he flicked it on, and said, "It represents a candle." And Saint Peter said, "Well, you may pass through the pearly gates." That's the sound they play when the pearly gates open electrically in. So then the second man reached in his pocket, pulled out a set of keys. He said, "These are bells," as he jingled them about. And St. Peter says, "You may pass through the pearly gates." And Cliff, the third man, he started searching desperately through his pockets and finally pulled out a pair of women's glasses. And St. Peter said, he raised an eyebrow and said, "And just what do those symbolize?" And the man said, "Oh, these are carols."
Oh.
He got into heaven, Cliff.
Kendall, that joke is like a Christmas carol. I never tire of hearing every part of it. I love it. We can all quote it right along with it. It's great.
Well, why not?
Why not? Kendall, I want you to know that the Santa Claus at the shopping mall, he was very surprised when Emily, a young lady about 20 years old, walked up and sat on his lap.
Bitch.
And now we all know that Santa doesn't usually take requests from adults.
Bitch.
But she smiled very nicely at him, so he asked her, "What do you want for Christmas?"
Yes. Bitch.
"Something for my mother, please," replied Emily sweetly.
"Something for your mother? Ho, ho, ho.
Oh,
well, that's very loving and thoughtful of you," smiled Santa. "What would you like me to bring her?"
Without turning a hair, Emily answered quickly, "A son-in-law."
Why wouldn't she turn a hair, Cliff? And why does Santa keep calling her mother a ho ho ho? The guy.
Good to let her know. Without turning a hair, I said.
Turning a hair, Cliff, I'm going to tell this joke. We don't have a hair to turn, that's why. The guy bought his wife a beautiful diamond ring for Christmas, and after hearing about his this extravagant gift, a friend of his said, "I thought she wanted one of those sporty four-wheel drive vehicles." And he said, "Well, she did, but where am I going to find a fake Jeep?"
Oh, a fake
what
Jeep.
A douchebag. What a douchebag.
A real asshole. Kendall, this is just an anecdote from my life.
Oh.
You know, this afternoon when the UPS man came by, I asked him what it would take to get him to stand under the mistletoe with me.
Oh.
He said anesthesia.
Oh, Cliff.
Oh.
Oh, that's what you need to get some of. Cliff.
Yeah.
This little girl, I just want to tell you a personal anecdote of mine.
All right.
It's a sign of the times. So this little girl, she was on Santa's lap. And he said, "What would you like for Christmas, little girl?" And the girl stared at him wide-mouthed and horrified for a minute. And she said, "Didn't you get my email?"
Oh, didn't you get my email? Girl, sign of the times. Thank goodness that she was not pepper sprayed by Santa Claus.
And his merry little elf.
I know. And thank goodness we were not pepper sprayed at Occupy Bushelltown. We didn't know things were going to go so bad.
Oh, I know.
On Christmas Eve, a man walked into a bar with a newt on his shoulder.
A newt?
And the barmaid, looks at the creature and asks the man what he calls it. "Tiny," answers the man. "Why is that?" inquires the barmaid merrily. "Well, because he's minute," concludes Mike. He's minute.
Minute. Minute.
Minute! Kendall, this is a vocabulary building section of bad.
I couldn't understand
jokes.
From your accent. I couldn't from your fat scent.
My dad was speech impediment.
From your fat scent, Cliff. I couldn't
My
understand.
Fat scent.
Is that all the jokes you got?
That's all the jokes I got.
Oh.
You know, that's all the jokes I got.
Let's take a break, Cliff. It's Christmas time, and I need to go haul up the holly.
Kendall, Mr. Snodbottom is holding up a sign in there. He wants me to let you know that we are contractually obligated.
Yes.
Legally bound by, our friends at KBSH in Bushelltown, the radio station where we were a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
They have sent us this new single. It's from the only Real Housewife of Bushelltown, and she has a new Christmas single, everybody, and they just want us to help get the word out.
Oh, well, let's listen to it.
Let's listen to it.
Why don't you?
Why don't we?
Do you remember me? I sat upon your knee. I wrote to you with childhood fantasies. Well, I'm all grown up now, but still need help somehow. I'm not a child, but my heart still can dream. So here's my lifelong wish, my grown-up Christmas list. Not for myself, but for a world in need. No more lives torn apart, and wars would never start, and love and hell a hard war. Everyone would have a friend, and
Don't go jumping around the directory. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
Have you heard what's happened? Barbie's changed. Barbie's new and different. She's the very same size, but now she comes with a groovy outdoor look. And Barbie's lashes are really for real. And even her face has changed. Best of all, the biggest news of all is the way Barbie moves. The new Barbie twists. The new Barbie turns. Wouldn't you like the new Barbie?
Let's rejoin our regularly scheduled Fatcast. I mean podcast.
The tree. Heaven surely knows that packages and bows can never heal a hurting human soul.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Kendall, this is on my grown-up Christmas list that we do this Christmas episode, and I'm checking it off, checking that one off the bucket. Do you have a Christmas bucket list, Kendall?
Oh, Cliff, only to have a bucket of food put in front of me. I stand by my normal bucket list. That has nothing to do with Christmas, though. I don't know if there's anything special of Christmas that I would like to that I haven't do, except for the annual visit to Disneyland and eat a gingerbread cookie. Stuff my face with macaroni and cheese until I puke. That kind of stuff, you know.
Beautiful Christmas memories, Kendall. There's a country
that's my favorite Christmas memory.
That you and I, we love just for its name alone. It's called Hungary.
Oh, I knew it had something to do with food.
And I love what they do in Hungary. Kendall, children should clean and put their shoes outside next to the door or window before they go to sleep on December 6th. And the next day, candies or small toys appear in them in red bags.
Oh, I like Hungary.
I know. Get this. It only gets better.
Hungary. I'm excited.
For children who don't behave well, they get a golden birch placed next to the sweets. A symbol for a spanking. And then on Christmas Eve, children go to their relatives or go to the movies because little Jesus brings the tree and the presents that evening to their house.
Little Jesus!
And Kendall, isn't that wonderful?
I'm moving to Hungary. Especially
where little Jesus comes.
If a Republican becomes president, I am moving to Hungary. I'm going to move there. I'm going to put up a tree with food all over it. It's going to be great.
In other words, Hungary, I hope you got room for two enormous fatsos, because we have about 1 year left on this lease in America. Kendall, I'm telling you, if Michelle Bachmann is the president, I would rather die, but I know that's not an acceptable answer.
I want to be part of one of those pearly gates jokes. What a wonderful time we're having, Cliff, on this Christmas episode. I'm not being sarcastic. You just took it.
I'm not either, Kendall.
I'm having fun, damn it.
I want everybody to listen back. Listen back. A few seconds ago, you could tell what I was doing, right? You out there. I gave Kendall a perfect segue. I introed him to say, now it's time for Cliff and Kendall's Would You Rather.
Did you really?
Christmas edition, 2011.
What did you say? Yeah. What did you say?
Kendall, you're going to have to listen back.
I don't ever listen to the show, Cliff. It's time to play Would You Rather.
Kendall, that's something you have in common with everybody.
That's something everybody should know. Cliff, I got a question for you. I got a little Would You Rather. I'm still trying to think about what you said. I'm usually good at picking up on your clues. Like, Kendall, I'm hungry. Imagine. Kendall, I need to eat something. Kendall, there's something over there that looks tasty. Cliff,
I don't know who spiked that eggnog out there in the hall. But
I think it was Mrs. Potter Butter Churn.
Oh,
I saw her with a flask.
Going on there.
I saw her with a flask of rum. Cliff, would you rather wake up and realize you missed Christmas? Or be sick all day on Christmas?
Oh, I'd rather be sick all day on Christmas.
Amen to that, brother. Or would you rather have hideous, awful sex with a male?
I had recurring nightmares for years, and this is the truth.
Uh-huh.
I had recurring dreams that I missed Christmas, or I had, like, not realized that Christmas was here.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, it was like, Christmas Eve at midnight. I had not bought any gifts for anybody. And I'm like, this is a nightmare. I had that recurring dream. Psychiatrist, write us and let us know what that means.
Tell us or email us at 818. No, that's a phone number. Cliff, I was telling... Oh, well, I'll talk about this after, would you rather. Ask me a question.
Kendall, I know you would rather me use this show as an outlet for free therapy, but I'm going to ask you this, would you rather?
Okay.
Kendall, would you rather eat a pile of reindeer doo-doo or go 1 year without getting any Christmas gifts?
But can I put salt on them?
No.
Then no.
You just have to eat it, Kendall. I didn't say how.
I'll go without the Christmas presents.
Oh, Kendall, that is vomitous.
No, doo-doo is vomitous. Would you rather?
You could put it in a smoothie.
You didn't say that. You didn't say I could make a chillin' feel. Cliff, would you rather? Would you rather live in the movie Christmas Vacation, or live as the main character in A Wonderful Life? Which movie would you choose to live?
It's A Wonderful Life.
Why? Because your life would be wonderful.
Because my life would be so much more wonderful.
And you'd look like George Bailey.
He was very skinny. I don't care what anybody says.
I'll take Chevy Chase. He looked skinnier than I do.
He looked way skinnier. He had a lot more hair than we do. He was much thinner. Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot what we were doing, Kendall, for the fifth time in a row. Kendall, would you rather ride in Santa's sleigh on Christmas Eve to help deliver toys to all the children in all the world? Ooh. Or Mary's donkey ride with her, with she and Joseph on their way to Bethlehem to deliver the newborn king?
Gonna need a lot of emails about this one, Cliff.
Oh.
No, we won't.
No, we won't.
I hate to say it.
I think we could say anything.
Cliff, I love baby Jesus. I do. And it would be an amazing time to be there. But I've already done
that. What a great time.
I would rather ride with Santa.
Technically, we've already done both of these things. But which would you rather do again? And I think the answer is going
to
be the same.
If I was riding with Santa, I'd be so much closer to God up there in the clouds. Cliff, I don't know what Charles the Contractor is working on in the background. I wish he would take those nuts and bolts out of the blender.
I wish. Kendall, you know that's how he cleans them. He just puts them in there with a little Joy dishwashing detergent.
Cliff, would you rather have snow on Christmas Day or have a wonderful meal on Christmas? You can only have one. You can only have it one way, Cliff.
I would rather have snow on Christmas Day.
Cliff, our listeners they can't believe their ears that you chose something over food.
Now, let's clarify the or have a wonderful meal. Wonderful meal may mean like it's delicious, it's great. I can have a lousy meal and still eat a whole ton of it, as you and I prove every day of our lives. There's no like food has to be so good for me to eat obsessively.
All right, let me rephrase that then. Part two of Would You Rather, number three. Would you rather have snow on Christmas Day, or would you rather have a meal for Christmas dinner?
No, that's a ridiculous question.
No, it's not.
You
don't.
Have to go.
Oh, but Hideous Awful Sex with the Witch is perfectly acceptable.
Kendall, I want you to know, this is another true story from my life. Last Christmas, it was a white Christmas here, and as I was driving to go to where I was going to go have breakfast, I cried like the whole way there because I thought it was the most beautiful, moving Christmas moment. And so, if that tells you anything,
but see, you were on your way to eat food.
Let's clarify a Christmas dinner. I will have eaten so much food at Christmas breakfast and Christmas lunch.
Oh my God.
I will be vomiting.
You're missing the point.
Our listeners are now because they're like, why the f*** are you still talking about this?
Cliff, this is something our listeners want to know. I should have said snow or no food on Christmas is what I should have said.
We're going to sit down, Mr. Snodbottom, look through the bylaws, and find where it says that you could just constantly amend the Would You Rather until you get the...
Cliff, are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
For God's little baby Jesus' sake, would you rather eat Christmas dinner with the Bush family be a snowman?
Oh, I'd rather be a snowman, Cliff. I practically am the size of one already. You must be talking to me, because I don't see anybody else here.
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me? This show is going to be the best Christmas episode we have ever had.
You know, when people look up the meaning of Christmas, this is what comes to their minds.
Cliff, would you rather listen to this show or or watch
or go
A Wonderful Life?
Midnight Mass. Yeah.
This show, every time,
show,
that's what our listeners are saying.
This show, Kendra, you never know what's going to happen. Kendra, all right, here's one for you, all right?
All right, let's explain. Hold on, let's explain our list. These are all Christmas movies that we're talking to me about.
Goodbye, Cornelius. I hope you find lots of tinsel. Goodbye, Hermie. Whatever a dentist is, I hope someday you'll be the greatest.
Oh, that was from Rudolph.
Oh, of course it was.
He just wanted to be a dentist, Cliff. That's all he wanted to do.
We just want to be podcasters, Kendall. And why does the world refer to us as a couple of fat misfits?
I don't know, Cliff. I've been wondering that my whole life. Cliff, here's my quote for you. Yes, officer, it seems my husband's been abducted. The man was wearing a blue leisure suit. Plates were from canvas. He was a huge, beastly, bulging man. And no, Cliff, that wasn't anything to do with us.
Not us. Really, not us.
Who
said
that, Cliff?
I'm going to say that was old What's-Her-Face's wife from Christmas Vacation. Mother always taught me, never eat singing food.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, indeed, Cliff. Uh-oh. Never eat singing food. Was it Garfield? No.
No!
No, it was a Garfield. Hold on, I know this. I remember singing
food. You know this, you big fat idiot.
Oh, God.
Listeners are screaming at Kendall. I gotta put you and them out of their misery. That was Rizzo the Rat from the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh. Charlie, stay away from those things. They're reindeer. You don't know where they've been. They all look like they got key lime disease.
I don't know. What is it?
That's from the Santa Claus.
Oh, okay. That's not a classic, like Muppet Christmas Carol.
Well, some would disagree with you.
Well, I'll be. I remember back when all we had were wood-burning cats. What will they think of next?
Wood-burning cats? Oh. Is that Garfield?
That's Garfield.
That's Garfield. I love Grandma in Garfield.
I know.
I hope she's still alive. Cliff,
she is.
It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer, when we smile a little easier, when we cheer a little more. For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people we always hoped we would be.
Aww.
Isn't that lovely?
I don't know. I loved it. What was it?
It's from Scrooged.
Oh, I need to watch that one again.
I'm watching. In fact, it's going to be on the big screen at Paramount at their Christmas party I'm going to.
How exciting.
How exciting.
Oh.
Not as exciting as this party.
No. There are parties, and then there are parties.
Party! And yeah.
I think listeners know which kind this is. I'm one with the Yuletide. Know what I mean?
Ernest saves Christmas.
Another in a long line of brave men saving Christmas.
Well, Cliff, we all do our part.
Who's
somebody's
going to
save Christmas
this year?
Oh, who's going to save Christmas this year? Cliff, I'm done talking to you.
I'm done talking to you.
Because I ain't got nothing else to say. You're just going to repeat everything I have to say.
No, I'm not, Kendall. Now, earlier, Mr. Snodbottom brought in this stack of Christmas cards for us to go through.
You read my mind. I was just about to go through them, Cliff. I was going through them.
Open up one or two. We'll open up one here, see who that one's from.
Oh, Cliff, this one is from the insurance company, reminding us to have a happy, safe Christmas.
The insurance company. All right, let's see this one. Oh, this one's from the electric company. They say Merry Christmas and final notice. Let's see.
This is from the Jelly of the Month Club. It's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year through. You thought
that
I could make it
beautiful.
Through a Christmas show without saying it. You were wrong.
No, who would have ever thought as such, Kendall? I don't know. This one, Kendall, look at this. This is weird, Kendall. This is weird.
Weird.
Stuff. I thought, what is going on? This is a Christmas card. Look,
it's like a doily. What is that? Who is that from?
It's a doily with a picture of Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn together. What?
Who
sent
that out?
They sent these out so long ago, before the separation.
No, but Mr. Snodbottom, come in here for a second.
Yes, Candlepaw. Merry Christmas.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Snodbottom.
Extend. I know we're having a loud party out here. I hope it doesn't interfere with the show.
Not at all. What is this this birthday card? Or birthday card. This Christmas
birthday card.
Sorry, Mr. Snodbottom. Add a little too much raw punch.
It's Jesus' birthday. Ding dong.
It is.
Christmas is a birthday.
Happy birthday,
yeah,
Jesus.
Exactly right. True reason behind the season, I think we might as well let everybody know.
What'd you say?
Candle boy, there are two kinds of parties. There are parties, and then there are parties. And there's one or the other going on outside here. I'd really rather get back. So what did you call me in here for?
I'm
a birthday
sorry.
Card?
No, Mr. Snodbottom. We got this Christmas card that has you and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn on it. And I was wondering someone else sent us out or what's going on.
We like to keep our private lives private. But I have to say, we have reconciled. We've reconciled all of our differences.
Oh, hello, dear. What's going on here? What are you doing, dear?
They found us out, honey. They found out we're back together with several Christmas cards.
The cover has been blown, dear.
Well, what a Christmas miracle, you two getting back
it
together
is.
Right here for the holiday.
Thank you, dear. We're so happy. I'm so happy that all that fighting is over. It was so difficult, dear.
Yes, well, I know. You know, you and I, we stayed up late into the night chatting so many times.
And I stayed up late into the night eating all those times?
Eating? Because you were stressed. He was stress eating, everybody. We've all been stress eating around here.
Yes, dear. Well, I just want to tell all of your listeners, Merry Christmas, and I'm so happy to be back with my wonderful husband, Mr. Snodbottom, dear.
Yes, yeah, I'd like to echo that sentiment and send it out into the world. I feel exactly the same, boys. Now you have a Merry Christmas.
Oh,
we've got to get back to this party.
We're going to get some more punch, dear. Come on, let's go.
Oh, no, don't drink all that eggnog.
Oh, welcome to Merry Christmas, dear.
Yeah, goodbye.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful thing, Cliff.
When I think to myself, what a wonderful, wonderful thing just happened.
Oh,
Kendall,
glad I did that
after beautiful. I think she's loosened up. I think she's loosened it up, and that's why she can deal with the irritable bowels and all of it. You know, where she's growing. We're all growing every day, and that's the best we can hope to do. Only not outward the way we do.
Everybody changes. But outwards, Cliff, that's
everything
sad.
Everything changes. Like my weight, it goes up and up and up.
Up and down, up and down. Nope, it just goes up, 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 up.
No, if only it would go down. If there were a few downs, Kendall, I could handle all these ups.
Well, Cliff, I cannot... I'm not going to say that.
No.
But it is 2011. It's Christmas in 2011. Next year, we're not going to be here because Doomsday is December 21st, 2011. So enjoy this Christmas.
You know, when Doomsday comes, that's my main problem with it is that it's not here already.
I know.
It's coming. Hurry, get the fuck up.
I just want our listeners to go ahead and enjoy this Christmas because it'll be your last.
Oh, enjoy it, everybody. The listeners, you just take it in your heart. You just open your heart and give. When you give, that's going to be the true meaning
go.
Of the season.
Well, yes, it is. Enjoy this last time that you get to hear Cliff and Kendall coast to coast on Christmas. And go out and do something wonderful for somebody. You don't have to go to a soup kitchen. You don't have to go do something like that. Just do something. I want all our listeners to do something wonderful for somebody. It'll make your Christmas brighter.
Make somebody's day a little better. Kendall, that brings me to my first quote in this upcoming Quote-Filled Quote-A-Thon.
Oh, I hadn't even told people where to go, Cliff.
I'll tell you where to go.
Oh.
Christmas is...
Ouch.
Christmas is doing a little something extra for someone. And that was said by Charles Schulz. Isn't that
See? Beautiful? That's exactly what I was trying to say, Cliff, in so many words. Well, before I tell you my quote, I just want to tell our listeners, go to cliffkendall.com, cliffkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffkendall, email us at cliffkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT.
Yeah.
Cliff, my first quote is not that.
That
it
was
is.
Homer Simpson on Christmas Eve.
Whoa, stupid. Yeah. Cliff, Santa Claus has the right idea. Visit people once a year. And that was Victor Borg.
And
I'm never visiting you if you keep doing that. Not even once a year. I can't take it.
Christmas is not an eternal event at all, but a piece of one's home that one carries in one's heart. And that was said by Freya Stark. Wasn't that beautiful?
That was beautiful, Cliff. It was absolutely beautiful. Christmas Eve, I'm not being... You keep taking it sarcastically. I'm not being sarcastic. Cliff, Christmas Eve was a night of song that wrapped itself about you like a shawl, but it warmed more than your body. It warmed your heart. Filled it, too, with a melody that would last forever. And that was Bess Streeter Aldridge.
Oh, I'm so glad it's Christmas. I'm so glad. What a relief.
I'm not going to say I can't believe it. I'm going to say I'm so glad it is Christmas.
Yeah. Christmas is not... What a great way to turn around that attitude. Instead of, I can't believe it, to think, I can't believe... Oh, my life is marching on, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
That's our new. Christmas. That's our new outlook on this show. I'm so glad that I'm fat, Cliff.
I'm so glad that I'm alive and have so many things to eat. Christmas is not a time nor a season, but a state of mind. To cherish peace and goodwill, to be plenteous in mercy, is to have the real spirit of Christmas. And that was said by a contemporary of Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, Calvin Coolidge.
Calvin Coolidge. What a wonderful man, Cliff.
What I think to myself, what a wonderful, wonderful man, Kimball.
Kimball. Maybe by episode 305, you can get my name down, Cliff. Or should I say, Tiff? Cliff, take us home down those snowy, wintry-covered roads. I'm so happy to be alive.
I'm so glad it's Christmas, Kimball. Take me home, Christmas road, to a place. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kimball. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you here next week with more Christmas spirit. Watch out, Santa. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Merry, Merry Christmas.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
Go to him.
But I have no gift to bring.
Go. Look upon the newborn king.
Gonna need a lot of emails about this one, Cliff.